Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If you know anything about the headlines that we've covered for you so far on the show today, you'd know that there's been a heightened focus on Donald Trump and his threats of more than 25% tariffs on all cars that are not made in the United States. Those levies are set to take place, as Donald Trump announced on his Twitter page, next week, the 2nd of April. So why does this matter? If you consider the fact that South Africa is home to several automotive manufacturers, just think of the Eastern Cape as a province, Durban hosting the likes of Toyota, and of course Silverton and Roslyn, just outside of Pretoria, being the homes to many of these entities. These are vehicle brands that we typically export across the world, but also to the United States. So what impact will these threats of tariffs largely have on the vehicles that we export in South Africa to a market like the US? To tell us more about this and many other themes revolving around the vehicle manufacturing space, we're joined by Mr. Micah Mabasa, CEO of NAMSA. Such a pleasure to have you with us. So welcome back.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you very much for having me.
Always excited to speak to you. And I can imagine you've had a very busy day engaging with various stakeholders with regard to the announcement made by Donald Trump. And maybe let's just start there. Does the industry have a stance in terms of its response to the announcement made by Donald Trump regarding the tariffs?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We are not surprised by the announcement from Donald Trump last night. We were expecting it. I mean, we've seen since he came into office, the imposition of tariffs, and I think he has made it very clear that he's going to deliberately use tariffs, as a blunt instrument to be able to push and to fight for manufacturing to come back into the United States. And we were definitely expecting this announcement, and then certainly it came through, and we now have to obviously see how it will, how it's going to impact on our market, in particular in South Africa, because we recall it's not just the importation of a fully built unit. This is also going to have a huge impact on our component manufacturing, because we manufacture quite a lot of components in South Africa that we export into the United States. So we're currently counting all that and seeing, obviously, assessing what the impact of this is going to be.
Got you. As you say, this is important because there will be an impact specifically on a market like South Africa. And maybe this is where we need to remind everyone that a large number of the vehicles we produce, I don't look at X3s the same way anymore, because only 3% of them that are produced in the country are the ones that are on our roads. The rest go everywhere else in the world. And that's a stat you shared with me a few years ago. Maybe we just need to contextualize how much of our vehicles we export, and more specifically, how much of those vehicles typically go to the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. So South Africa is still a very export-led market. 66% of the vehicles that we produce from the 7 local manufacturers in the country are going out of the country to about 148 different markets, including the United States. We are very proud that we have been able to increase that number exponentially over the last 10 years, primarily because the quality of vehicles that we're producing in the country remains absolutely very high. So we are very pleased to see taking place. As it relates to the United States, there are two major OEMs from South Africa who are exporting vehicles, particularly to the United States, and that's BMW in Roslyn in Tshwane, and also Mercedes-Benz from East London. Those two are the biggest manufacturers locally that are exporting into the United States. And there's a reason for that, Gugu. If you look at the vehicles that we are producing, let's take BMW for an example.
Yes.
The X3 plug-in hybrid that we are producing in Roslyn, that's the only vehicle that is produced in the world in South Africa, which means that there's no other plant in the world that produces an X3 plug-in hybrid, only in South Africa. So if the Americans are looking for an X3 that is a plug-in hybrid, they can only place that order from South Africa. And that's why you find a situation where, they are going to be impacted quite significantly, because there's no other market around the world that produces the same car. Similarly, with our C-Class from East London, we also have a hybrid Stiglas that is also going into the United States, which is only produced in that particular plant. So that's why you're now beginning to see that this announcement by Donald Trump will definitely have an impact on those two OEMs in particular.
My goodness. This is critical, right? Because just yesterday we also saw an announcement from Ford Motor Company highlighting that they're looking to also manufacture the hybrid EV plug-in Ranger, which I also understand is quite a significant contributor to the vehicles that we export internationally. Have they, I guess, still stuck to this knitting, or essentially does the threat of the tariffs threaten further investment in our country regarding our competitive advantage?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, we are currently, as an industry, in a transition, because we are moving away from producing internal combustion engines into new energy vehicles.
Yes.
And we've seen, currently, out of the 7 OEMs that we've got, 4 of them are already producing new energy vehicles. So you've got, for example, I've mentioned BMW, you've got Mercedes-Benz, you've got Toyota in Durban, and also Ford Motor Company, that are already now producing these newer vehicles, because we're now gravitating towards a complete a change in relation to how we are producing these particular vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we are also beginning to see is that OEMs around the world are also beginning to reduce the number of manufacturing plants that they used to have. So previously we used to have too many manufacturing plants. That is changing quite very rapidly. You may have seen, you'd recall, Google towards the end of last year, VW, for example, in Germany,
yes,
announcing the closure of some of their plants in Germany, mm-hmm, primarily because they are now recalibrating, and because the production of newer vehicles is not as the same as your internal combustion engines, because you're not going to have too many models. You know, when you've got a battery electric vehicle, that's a battery electric vehicle, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have a for an example, in the case of a BMW, an X3, M30, M40, M50, and so on and so forth. So we're beginning to see a rationalization of how these vehicles are produced. And in South Africa, we are obviously trying to move faster so that we can really be able to secure the capacity to be able to still produce some of these new energy vehicles. And I think we are very excited that many of our OEMs have already started investing towards that direction. And I think, thanks to the announcement we've seen, from Donald Trump, will definitely impact on how that process could be accelerated.
Is there any risk of divestment and these OEMs deciding to move shop?
Not at this time. I think all our OEMs have reaffirmed their commitment to South Africa. They've indicated that they'll continue investing in the country. We are also beginning to see a possibility of newer OEMs that are not in South Africa also currently looking at the possibility of bringing their production lines into the country. So I think from an investment point of view, currently we are not necessarily utterly concerned that there will be disinvestment from South Africa.
100%. If I'm not mistaken, I think Mahindra is also looking to launch here in terms of an assembly plant. Yes. To close off with, Ntate Mabaso, I can imagine that you will be engaging with many peers and colleagues at the DTIC and many other industry players. What's South Africa's stance with regard to the tariffs and I guess protecting our own level of exports and participation with the US economy and others? In other words, they need our components, they need our parts too. What's the likelihood we'll hold back?
Well, I think we need to leverage. We need to think quite more strategic, Gugu. The biggest thing that the Americans need from us is our minerals.
Yes.
South Africa is endowed with some fantastic PGMs in this country. We are coordinating and working with our sister countries in the continent so that we can really begin to leverage differently. Because if the United States is going to be imposing these tariffs on us, I think we need to be able to respond in earnest as well and impose tariffs in relation to the minerals that they are currently using in the production process of their vehicles. So I think our government needs to think quite very strategically. We are going to lobby quite very strongly so that they can really be able to use this important lever to be able to see how best we can be able to get out of this particular situation that we find ourselves in.
100%. All the best with the engagements that will take place over the next few days, because next week, Tuesday, is quite close. So Wednesday, I beg your pardon. So we hope that we will see some progress. Thank you again for your time. And we haven't even touched on the Chinese manufacturers looking to join us in South Africa. But I guess we'll keep that for next time. Thank you. That's Michael Mabasa, CEO of NAMSA, joining us tonight to help us understand the impact of the tariffs that could be imposed by Donald Trump. As you've heard, lots of risk factors, but for the moment, we still have the commitment of capital from original equipment manufacturers and essentially automotive manufacturers in South Africa. Many of them have said they're staying put. Just yesterday, Ford announced additional capital they're going to lay on the ground to ensure that we can produce the hybrid plug-in Ford Ranger. The double cab buggy, it's grown in popularity. So these themes just help us understand some of the risks involved. And largely, when it comes to vehicle prices, this will also hit consumers themselves on their pockets. Trump is trying to boost the manufacturing space in America, but this doesn't seem like an appropriate way to go about it.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.